Yeah, things are moving very fast, and we felt that we need to get out and let the community know what is happening as soon as possible. Unfortunately, it's a very short notice, but the situation is critical for Lyford Hospital, and we've got to get the message out to the public that this is the last stand, that if long-term patients are moved, Lyford doesn't have to comply with HICTA, and next thing is, we're closing it, and we think it's very, 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 very close. So we have to let the public know exactly what's going on and let them then row on behind us, hopefully. And if it comes to a general election in this country, remember who's not working for us.
Given the statements from the HSE over the past week or so, is it a fait accompli that the two long-term patients are going to be moved in January, or do you believe there is still a chance that that could potentially be reversed?
Well, there's always a chance that any decision can be reversed, but I think, as you said, that has been accomplished, that the HSE intend to do it.
So that meeting takes place next Thursday night, John?
Next Thursday night in the social centre on the Conybury Road. A last push, so to speak, to get the community behind us and maybe reverse the decision.